This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas economy is slowly recovering. It's a song and dance routine that economist Dr. Michael Paco of the University of Arkansas Little Rock's Institute for Economic Advancement has been singing for quite a while now. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business recently sat down with Dr. Paco to talk about the state of the state's economy.
Well, let's talk about what you visited about earlier this week. In your forecast, you said that Arkansas is slowly recovering. Why are we slowly recovering? What's not allowing things to jumpstart?
Well, you know, we're slowly recovering because that's the course that the rest of the nation is following as well. We're really just tracking right along with the U.S. as we get out of this recession. There are a few ups and downs along the way that are somewhat unique to Arkansas. And, there's been some weakness in consumer confidence and business confidence, for that matter, associated with political uncertainty. Those are the factors that are affecting the whole nation. Here in Arkansas, the agricultural economy has had some impact on the ups and downs. We had some spring flooding in 2011 that I think contributed to the weakness we saw in that year. Things are looking pretty good this year, actually, in spite of the drought in Arkansas agriculture. But it's been something of a roller coaster recovery, is one way I characterized it at the conference on Tuesday.
Looking back just a few months ago, we actually saw something that you described as a mini dip. I know you and I had some exchange about it. I saw it in the economic data as well, where we had been kind of moving along at a pretty solid, steady, kind of tortoise pace. And then all of a sudden, there was just the 2 or 3 months of just a drop-off in things like unemployment got worse. We saw some sales tax collections take a dip. Describe what this mini dip, kind of how it performed.
Well, there's really been kind of two mini dips over the course of this long, slow recovery. There was 2011, which I characterized last year as the lost year, where by some measures we actually experienced a slightly negative growth. Things seemed to pick up then in the fall of 2011 and into the beginning of this year. But then around summertime, April, May, as we got into the summer months, we've just seen weakness in retail sales data from the taxable sales series. We've seen a weakness in home sales that I really wasn't expecting. And even some employment figures that aren't as positive as I was expecting. So it really looks like we're heading into the end of this year with some uncertainty as to how robust the growth rate is moving forward.
I talked to a Little Rock Federal Reserve Bank board member just about 2 days ago, and he was telling me something that we've heard a lot about in political conversation and certainly in economic circles, that Arkansas didn't take it as much on the chin as a lot of other states did, particularly other parts of the country. And he said that data really is, that it is true. I mean, we really did not sink as low as a lot of other states did. How well did Arkansas do compared to its sister states?
Well, you know, with every data revision, it seems like we're now seeing that the recession was more severe than we thought it was. But throughout all that process, it's clear that Arkansas was not hit as hard as the rest of the economy. I think probably the most telling statistic is the unemployment rate. Arkansas, we topped out just above 8%. In the U.S., we peaked at 10%. So that spread between the unemployment rate nationwide and our relatively lower unemployment rate has persisted throughout. It's narrowed a little bit in recent months, but we definitely haven't had as severe problems as some of the areas of the country.
Speaking of unemployment rate, we've gotten very close to getting below the 7% mark. That has not happened for almost 4 years, I think, is how long that's been. I noticed, too, in the Metro numbers that came out this past week that we saw Northwest Arkansas dipped below 5% in its unemployment rate, Central Arkansas below 6%, both of those for the first time since the recession. That's got to be an encouraging sign.
Well, yeah. I mean, the unemployment rate actually came down quite a bit more rapidly than any forecasters were expecting, beginning in the end of last year into this spring. When we look forward at the job growth that's been occurring since then and what's anticipated next year, however, it's really not, it doesn't seem robust enough to generate further declines in unemployment. So as a result, my forecast for the unemployment rate is that it's going to remain pretty much in the neighborhood where it is right now for the next several months, and we probably won't see any significant downturn in that indicator until late in 2013 and maybe accelerating into 2014 when we're expecting growth to really start to pick up a bit.
When you look around and see where jobs growth is actually being created, and I look at those unemployment rates, and I know there's not a perfect sync up there, but they definitely correlate. Can you say that Central and Northwest Arkansas are really what are carrying the bigger part of Arkansas as a state, or do you see other regional aspects of growth in other areas where there's better performance that just isn't getting attention?
Well, Northwest and Central Arkansas are the big population centers of the state. So when you're looking at the statewide trends, they're going to be the drivers. But if you look at some of the smaller metropolitan areas in the state, they're really doing remarkably well. Texarkana has been growing pretty strongly. Jonesboro has done well throughout the recession. It's kind of mixed around the state. I think that the area that's clearly been the hardest hit, and most recently by declines in manufacturing, is the Fort Smith metro area. But there's a lot of variation around the state, and it's interesting to see how that's developing.
You also said this week, too, that you did not think the outcome of the presidential election was going to really make a big difference in terms of jumpstarting the economy one way or the other. Explain that.
Well, yeah, that was a response to an audience question. Of course, in the long run, the policies that our politicians pursue are going to affect growth. But, you know, over the forecast horizon of 2013 in particular and into 2014, the thing that really matters the most about this election is going to be over next week. So that the uncertainty that surrounds the environment right now, the business environment, will at least be resolved. People have a better idea of what's happening next. The resolution of the fiscal cliff issue is still something that's hanging over us. Among economists, we have a pretty clear idea how we think it's going to be resolved. And once that's all behind us, then we'll be looking forward to what happens down the road.
Roby Brock from TalkBusiness.net talked with Dr. Michael Pakow from the University of Arkansas Little Rock's Institute for Economic Advancement. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon communication store near you or online at VZW.com/small business. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at CEGpartners.com.